Bismillah walhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala nabiyil mustafa Muhammad ibn Abdullah akhiril anbiya wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala amma ba'd faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'anil Majid wal Furqanil Hamid ba'd a'udzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum لا تعلمون شيئا وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة لعلكم تشكرون وقال تعالى في مقام آخر إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين honorable علماء elders and beloved brothers in Islam all praise is due to Allah and Allah alone who through his infinite mercy wisdom grace, splendor, grandeur had given our bodies the permission and our souls the permission to once again come and sit in his house. Beloved brothers in Islam, this is only and solely by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not by our own doings. How many people say, I will go to the masjid, nobody can stop me. And what happens? He gets stuck on the way. His car gets stuck. Who's doing is that? Only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us this permission to come to the house of Allah. And also for what reason? How did we get this permission? Beloved brothers, first we have to reflect on the ayat of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Beloved brothers in Islam, Allah says that وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ, that if you make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, then what will happen? لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, definitely, most definitely, I will give you more. لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And what happens on the flip side of the coin? وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ. And if you do not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has given us, what Allah says, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Remember that verily my punishment is severe. He doesn't say, I will definitely give you punishment. No. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Remember that my punishment is severe. So beloved brothers in Islam, amongst the many ni'mas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the first one is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us human beings. So we should thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us believers in Allah. In the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was believers. In the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, there was believers. So Allah has made us believers. And on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us believers in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the greatest of all anbiya, imamul anbiya, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Beloved brothers in Islam, only for these ni'mats we have to, our whole lives have to be spent in the sajda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praising Allah. Beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, and he takes a qasam and he says, Allah, wallahu akhrajakum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the being min butuni ummahatikum, who has taken you out of the stomachs of your mother. Who has taken, who has made your mother give birth to you. Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum. La ta'alamuna shay'a. You know that one, they say, I know. I'm someone, I know. La ta'alamuna shay'a. You knew nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you knew nothing. Waja'ala lakum ussam'a wal absara wal af'ida. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, after taking you out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you ears to hear. So what? You can hear the greatness of Allah. You can listen to the words of Allah. Listen to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us sight. For what? So that we can look at the greatness of Allah. Not look at haram and say that is the greatness of Allah. No. Look at the greatness of Allah. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the skies. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the trees. How Allah وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. In your own body Allah asks us, don't you see? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the ears, given us ears so we can listen to what is right, listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us eyesight so that what? We can look at the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then with the eyesight, what has Allah given us? The heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the heart. So through the means of these two things, by looking and remembering Allah, by listening and remembering Allah, what happens? The heart changes and becomes full of Allah. So only then, beloved brothers, when we listen, when we speak, and when we look at the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then and only then will the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come into our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says further on in the Quran, in the 17th juz of the Holy Quran, Allah says to those people, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum, Ya ayyuhan nas, in kuntum fi raybin min al-ba'th. What has become of you that you are still questioning the life after death? Whereas, what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us from what? From sand. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created from sand. Thereafter, thumma min nutfah. Thereafter, from a dirty drop of sperm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. Thumma min alaqa. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has formed us in a small piece of flesh. Thumma min mudgha. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the forms of us. And what happens after that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the mothers give birth to us. And what happens after that? Some die, some Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes their life away same time when they are born. Some before they are born. Some a few hours after they are born. Who is doing this, beloved brothers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another place in the Holy Quran, Sayaquluna lillah. You will say Allah. You will say Allah. Even if you don't want to say it, you're going to say it. Even if you don't want to believe, you will see the truth if you close your eyes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting all these things in place, questioning us, reminding us, so that the what? We get the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kibriyai of Allah, the azmat of Allah has to come into this heart. Beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another place in the Quran, Allah challenges those who just believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who inna alladhina tad'una min dunillah, those who worship others beside Allah, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابَ. That God that you are worshipping, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابَ. They can't even make one fly. And what after that? And if the fly ate from the food, they can't even take that food out of the fly. You get some greedy people, they'll drink the fly, fell in the tea, dump him, take it out, suck it. It's a different story, he's greedy. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, those gods who you are worshipping beside Allah, they can't even create a fly. Never mind creating a fly, after the fly comes and sits on your food and whatever morsel it takes, you can't get it back. You can't. ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. Those people who claim that this is their God, their supplication is weak, and also their God's supplication is weak. At the end of the day, who is their beloved brothers in Islam? سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ. We will say Allah. Beloved brothers in Islam, through the mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this month of Ramadan. Today being the 19th day of Ramadan. Just the other day we started, we already finished 19 days. What's happening? Our time is flying. We're just passing the time, beloved brothers in Islam. The question is, what are we doing to our benefit of this month? Are we taking the full benefit of this month? In the same month, there's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَوَّلُهَا رَحْمَةً. The first part, the first 10 days of this month is rahmah. وَأَوْسَتُهَا مَغْفِرَةً. And the second, the middle part of this month is maghfirah, is the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers in Islam, time for us to reflect and ask ourselves, in the first 10 days, did I seek the mercy of Allah? Did I do such actions which Allah will give me the mercy, His mercy, which Allah will show me His mercy? We each person has to sit down himself and take stock of himself and ask, did I do such actions? And now, beloved brothers, tomorrow is the 20th day. Tomorrow night, i'tikaf is starting. So what? Now what? The middle 10 days are gone already. Today we should sit down and ask ourselves, did I do that which will earn the mercy, the forgiveness of Allah? Did I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness? Did I make tawbah to Allah and ask Allah to forgive me? Did I take those four conditions of tawbah and put them into place? That I will not return to the sin. I won't do the sin again. I ask Allah for forgiveness. And if I harmed anybody, then did I ask that person for forgiveness? And did I ask Allah for forgiveness? Beloved brothers in Islam, we've got 1.5 days left for the maghfirah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The special, you know, all the time the mercy of Allah is there. The forgiveness of Allah is there all the time. We have to ask for it more and more all the time. But in this month is the special mercy of Allah. The special forgiveness of Allah. And the last 10 days, beloved brothers in Islam, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned many ahadith regarding the night of Laylatul Qadr, and many ahadith regarding i'tikaf and sitting in seclusion in the masjid. So beloved brothers in Islam, how did Laylatul Qadr come into being? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat and he thought about all the previous ummas that passed. They all had long lives, 300 years, 400 years, some 500, some 1,000. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt very sad that, oh Allah, these ummas that passed, they had so much time to worship you and so much time to obey you. Oh Allah, what is there for my ummah with so little time? On that occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. That on this night of power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran from the Lawh al-Mahfuz. It came down to the first heaven where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, the surah. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And they asked, what is Laylatul Qadr? Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. Better than 1,000 months. Who lived till 1,000 months? Nobody. Beloved brothers in Islam, the hadith I mentioned before you, من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا, that person who worships Allah and stands up in the night of power, إيمانا, with إيمان, واحتسابا, and with this desire of getting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all his sins. Beloved brothers in Islam, there is this misunderstanding that Laylatul Qadr is on the 27th night or on the 21st night or whichever particular night. It's not on any particular night. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, something to the effect, he came out to inform the Sahaba about the exact date of Laylatul Qadr. And what happened? He found two Muslims, two Sahaba having an argument, and immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed it from his memory. And then what he said? That I came out to inform you about the exact night of Laylatul Qadr, but I have forgotten. So therefore you look for it in the 21st, in all the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So we look for it in all the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Beloved brothers in Islam, that person who finds Laylatul Qadr with Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with that in his heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward me for this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward that person and will wipe out all his sins. We have to have that in our mind, because this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't talk, he didn't say anything. In huwa illa wahyu yuha. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said was wahy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing he sucked out of his thumb. Whatever came through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was directly from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beloved brothers in Islam, these last 10 nights are approaching us. How can we put ourselves forward and try and earn the mercy, the forgiveness, and the freedom from the fire of Jahannam in these last 10 days? Beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at every night at the time of iftar, when the people are breaking their fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees 1,000 souls from the fire of Jahannam. So beloved brothers in Islam, tonight will be 19,000. And at the end of the month, the total amount that Allah freed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees that amount on the last day. Now, a person will say, but how? I don't know if I'm going to Jahannam. So why must I ask for emancipation for it? Why must I ask for freedom from it? That's the problem, beloved brothers. We don't know whether we're going there. We have to check our actions. Am I heading that route or am I taking the other route? And then to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, even before that, only by the mercy of Allah, Allah will enter us into Jannah. Only by the mercy of Allah. Our actions won't enter us into Jannah. It's too weak. By the mercy of Allah, we will enter into Jannah. So, beloved brothers in Islam, we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from Jahannam. Not only us, those of us whose families have passed away, those who were with us before Ramadan and are not with us now, let us also ask for them that, oh Allah, free them from Jahannam if they are bound to go to Jahannam. And oh Allah, free us if we are bound to go to Jannah. So beloved brothers in Islam, time is short, the clock is ticking, i'tikaf starts tomorrow night. The meaning of i'tikaf is seclusion. Why? What? A simple comparison is given for i'tikaf. If I come to somebody, or if you go to somebody and ask him, give me a slice of bread. A beggar, when he comes to your house and he stands there and he doesn't leave and he says, give me a slice of bread, I won't leave until you give it to me. What happens? You will give it to him. So when by us sitting in the house of Allah, we are sitting here in Allah's house. It's like we are sitting on the doorstep of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Allah, oh Allah, give us what we need. And at the end, Allah will give us what we want. We have to lift our hands and ask Allah. Beloved brothers in Islam, this is an ideal time for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for us to gain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beloved brothers in Islam, it lies on our shoulders at the end of the day to see what are we going to do. How are we going to please Allah? How are we going to prepare for our life after? How are we going to build up our bank account in the year after? It all lies upon us, beloved brothers in Islam. So, a humble appeal to all is, while we have the chance, while there's life, there's chance. So while we have this chance, beloved brothers in Islam, let us see how we can turn to Allah. How we can speak about Allah. How we can listen to the talks of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how we can gain the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. Because once the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the heart, then whatever we, at the moment, we fear everything. We put burglar bars on our houses. We put alarm systems in our cars. Because we are fearing things. But the minute we fear Allah, then everything will fear us. Automatically. Everything will fear us. Beloved brothers in Islam, when you run towards the sun, the shadow is behind you. Am I right? But when you run away from the sun, if you're running towards it, it's going to be behind you. You're not going to get it. If you're going to turn away from it, it's going to follow you. You're going to get it. So beloved brothers in Islam, the same way, if we're not fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll fear everything else. But the minute we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything else will fear us. And once the greatness of Allah is embedded into our hearts, then to worship Allah becomes easy. To praise Allah becomes easy. To be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes easy. In all the lines, be it business, be it our social life, whatever life, whatever it is, whichever route it is in life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy with us. And then we will become like, Allah will be happy with us and we will be happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beloved brothers in Islam, a humble appeal to all is that we see how we can turn our life and turn our ways into the ways of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and turn our ways into and our obedience into the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and forget the obedience of everything else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding and the tawfiq. Just one announcement. Alhamdulillah, last week was a collection that was made for Somalia. We collected approximately 56,000 rand. Alhamdulillah. Some of which was fitrah, which has already been given out. Some was zakah and some was lillah. So with the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with the kind-heartedness of our brothers in the masjid, we have collected approximately 56,000 rand. So we also say jazakumullah khairan to all those brothers who participated in this and put a meal in a person's stomach who's suffering from famine. Just a little bit of what we heard over the phone. They said that in Somalia, those people, they have some attributes of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Like what? When the food comes to the one person, he says, give it to my brother, he is more in need of it. So beloved brothers in Islam, we should see how we can bring this into our lives also. Look at this, they have nothing. They have, one is, I have enough food, I ate 2 dozen samosas now, and I'll give my brother, yeah, sitting next to me on the dastarkhan, Maghrib time, I'll give him 2 samosas. No, they have nothing, they are starving. And yet, what do they say? Give my brother, he doesn't have. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us like that, that we can give when we don't have. So when you do have, then you will easily give. Allah make it easy for us.